From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. The end of the calendar year is when a lot of us take stock of what we've read over the last year and which books are really going to stick with us. It's a good time, too, to share those titles with other readers. So I asked WLRN's editorial director, Alicia Zuckerman, and digital director, Teresa Frontato, about some of the books they enjoyed most over the last year. Just a warning, this is not a top 10 list. None of us are book critics. But it's just sharing some of this year's great reads for us. Alicia, let's start with you. What book have you read this year that's really going to stick with you?
I just finished We Should All Be Feminists by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And it's like a little booklet. It's literally like probably a little bigger than the size of your hand and not very many pages. It was adapted from a TED Talk. The book actually came out a few years ago, but I think that it has particular resonance today with all of the revelations, the really, it seems like daily revelations about sexual harassment and bullying and just general mistreatment of women in the workplace and a general kind of lack of equality. She points out, which is something I remember learning in college, that the definition of feminist is somebody who believes in equality among the genders. That's a pretty simple definition. I think when people think about the word feminist, they think about women. But that's actually not what it means. And I love, spoiler alert, I'm going to say something about the end of this book. I love how at the end of the book, she talks about how one of the best feminists she knows is her brother. And I have to say, like, even thinking about that now, like, it sort of chokes me up because there's so much hope in that.
How about you, Teresa? What book are you going to carry with you sort of internally into the new year?
It's a tough question. There's two that are competing. The first one is Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. I love that book, and I can't wait to read the newer book, which is Little Fires Everywhere. Everything I Never Told You resonated with me because it's the story of a family that's dealing, I'm going to try not to give away too much of the book, but it's dealing with the disappearance, which then we find out is the death of the middle child. It's a mixed race family, and there's all these race issues that go unaddressed. But the part that resonated with me was when the siblings talk about missing a sibling, because that's my life experience. There's this beautiful passage where one of the characters said, I mean, it's projecting in time, saying years later, he will look down at this situation and he will think of his sister and all the things that that he would like to tell her, and how in every important milestone of life, he wished she was there. And the other one is, funny enough, a nonfiction book. I usually gravitate towards fiction. Maybe it's because of what I do for a living. A friend of mine gave me this book called Bored and Brilliant. It has a long title, Bored and Brilliant, How Spacing Out Can Unlock Your Most Productive and Creative Self. And the whole premise is that in this culture of ours, it's all the time connected and it's all the time on their phone and it's all the time being bombarded by information. There's no time to stop and think and be bored. And that stopping and being bored is a key part of the creative process. So it has come at the right time for me. I've been actually experimenting with, you know, letting go of my phone for a couple of hours at the time. And it has been great. I think it was something that it's going to leave a mark in my life and how I think of technology and use technology.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk to me about reading, and happy new reading year to both of you.
Same to you, Nan. Thanks so much for being such a friend among books.
Thank you, Nan. Happy readings.
That was WLRN's Alicia Zuckerman and Teresa Frontato talking about some of the best books they read this year. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.